Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by the cast and crew of SpongeBob the Musical. It's going to be at Toby's Dinner Theater from June 10th through July 31st. Just take turns introducing yourselves and the role you play. I don't know who wants to go first.
I'll go first. I'm Kyle Dalsimer. I am playing SpongeBob.
Hello, everyone. My name is DiCarlo Raspberry, and I'm playing Patrick Starr.
And good morning, everybody. My name is Shane Lowry. I am playing Larry the Lobster, and I'm also the set and prop designer for SpongeBob.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate all three of you joining us. So I guess, remind us sort of where how this whole production came together. Like everyone remembers the Nickelodeon cartoon. It was hilarious. Parents and kids liked it in a way because it was kind of bizarrely weird and we all loved it. But remind us how, you know, when it became a Broadway musical.
Yeah. So the show sort of came together and made it to Broadway around 2018. And what they did was really interesting because instead of the usual with Broadway musicals where there's one composer and someone who writes the script, they actually, the team came together and brought a bunch of famous musicians in to write a song or two each. So there's songs from Aerosmith, there's songs from Panic at the Disco, there's songs from Cyndi Lauper, from a bunch of different folks. And so, yeah, the musical's been around just a couple years.
Yeah, I mean, anyone that's followed Broadway, remember it was nominated for, you know, gobs of Tonys, including Best Musical. I think it even won, I mean, maybe Scenic Design or something. But yeah, I mean, it was really popular when it came out, and it's cool that Toby's is now taking it on. How is it visualized, you know, for the stage at Toby's? You know, like, are we gonna feel like we're underwater?
That's the cool part about this design. David Zinn, who originally designed it on Broadway, his idea was things that you left at the beach or trash that has fallen to the bottom of the sea. And when you look at the actual cartoon show, there's a lot of items that are recognizable to us humans. But it is interesting because there are there are mufflers from your car that are sitting in there that make up a building, or a giant wind machine that makes up another building. It's really interesting. But what I've done is I've taken a lot of usual everyday recyclable objects like water bottles and paper plates, cups, all that fun stuff. And I've created coral and kelp and all the sea life and the buildings of our little town.
I love how you referred to those humans up there. But this, to steal a phrase from a completely different musical, but, you know, Life Under the Sea is better than anything they got up there.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Well, remind us the quick story here. You know, before we get too far in, you know, give us the general premise of, like, the storyline. Like, we all know the characters, but just real quick, just remind us, like, you know, what the plot is of this particular show.
So the plot that you have with this particular show is, of course, you have SpongeBob, Patrick, Sandy, Squidward, all the friends that we know. And not to give away the entire show, but there is something that is taking place and these three friends have to come together and save the town.
Save the town. Bikini Bottom is what it's
Bikini
called.
Bikini,
right?
Bottom, yes.
And of course, the pineapple under the sea. You're going to see it all. Well, awesome. Well, while I have the three of you on, I want to hear from each of you why it's fun playing each of those characters. So SpongeBob, why is it so much fun playing SpongeBob?
Well, where do I even start? I think SpongeBob is definitely one of the most joyful roles I've ever gotten to do. I think that there's so much excitement and almost looking at the world through the lens of a kid, where it's like the first time you're seeing everything every day, and everything's so bright and joyful, and no matter what, it's going to be a good day because you're going to make it a good day. And I just think that there's something very very special about being able to take on a role where you're led by joy at all times.
I love it. All right, Patrick, how about you? Why is Patrick such a fun little sidekick?
I mean, it's Patrick Starr. I mean, you know, Patrick.
Say no more.
You know, Patrick is, I've been enjoying playing Patrick, just, you know, us working in rehearsals. Also, not just because he is the best friend of SpongeBob and they have their own relationship, but this show kind of explores Patrick a little bit, kind of gives him a little arc and kind of shows him in a different light than what we know. Like, if we watch the cartoons, we kind of see Patrick and SpongeBob all, you know, always together. And then there's a few episodes where the episodes are just about Patrick. So this show does a great job of highlighting each character and giving them something and showing what they bring to the table.
For sure. All right, and then rounding it out, how about Larry the Lobster?
Larry the Lobster, he is, he's a fun guy. He's kind of just trying to, he's one of the other town people that is trying to just get through this crisis. And it's the, like SpongeBob says multiple times, it's the last day, you know, and it could be the best day ever. And hopefully, hopefully everybody will be able to figure that out at some point within the course of the show. But yes, it's been a lot of fun, very different from any other roles I played. But it's gonna be different, very fun.
Now, yeah. you mentioned at the top that, you know, there's a bunch of famous pop and rock and stuff artists, you know, Panic at the Disco, Cyndi Lauper, who all we got? David Bowie, Lady A, John Legend. There's a bunch. Sarah Bareilles, Aerosmith. In addition to just, you know, rattling off the names, I want to do a deep dive, pun not intended, on a song or two. So do you each have a favorite song in the show?
I think mine is definitely Chopped to the Top. It's a very motivational song. And
that's the Lady A one, right?
Yes, yes. And it's a good wake up song. I love to wake up to in the morning listening to it. It's a good get you pep and ready for what's about to happen in the day, I think. And you're going to accomplish what you need to accomplish.
Do you other two actors have?
Yeah, I think it's so hard because the show is just filled with fantastic songs.
11 o'clock number after 11 o'clock number.
Exactly. I think that my favorite though is probably "Simple Sponge," which is from Panic at the Disco, and it's sort of this moment of reflection where SpongeBob isn't sure if he's able to accomplish what he needs to, and there's a moment of self-doubt there, and it's a moment where he has to decide whether he's going to stand up and fight through it. And it's the music is stunning, and it's really a fun one to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, I do love Chopped to the Top. That is one of my favorites. But I think my favorite now is Patrick's song, the Super Sea Star Savior, which was written by Yolanda Adams, a gospel singer. And again, it highlights Patrick. It shows Patrick in a whole different light, you know, and it's fun. You see him having fun. You see him kind of coming into his own and wanting to be accepted for just who he is.
I love it. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. But you know, before we run, we have to mention, of course, it is Toby's Dinner Theater. It is a dinner theater. So remind us, you know, in addition to the regular food, is there anything, you know, pineapple or underwater themed we got going on food wise?
Oh, you're just going to have to come.
Yeah,
you're going to have to come and check. You're going to have to come and just check out, you know, the buffet and see what names we got and whose food we got there.
I will say I had a chat with one of the chefs a couple days ago, and he told me he's got a lot of very fun ideas for themed foods, and we always have a themed drink. So yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
If you can imagine what it probably there's, I would imagine something pineapple, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see. You got to go out.
Or a Krabby Patty or something. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Krabby. We got lobster. Who the heck knows? You got to come out to see. Right. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you joining us. Anything else? I guess before we run, just tell it. Yeah. Someone close it out. Tell our listeners why they should come on out.
You should come. This is Patrick talking to everyone. You should come. It's not just a show for children. It's a show for everyone. It's great. It's fun. It's joyous. I mean, there's a few times you may shed a tear and then you're going to laugh. it's a show for everyone. Great music, and it's a show about love, and you see that. So yeah, come on out, bring your family, friends. We got Saturday matinees, which is rare at Toby's, but we got them. So come on and get your tickets.
Right. Yeah, good point. The Saturday matinees are July 16th, July 23rd, and July 30th. But again, yes, the entire run is June 10th through July 31st. So tons of times to see it. No excuse not to get out to Columbia for Toby's Dinner Theater, SpongeBob Musical. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, all three of you. This was fun.
Thank you for having
me. Thanks, Jason.